Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Robert and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and this evening we're conducting a short of public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or political campaign?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
I'm sorry, we're conducting...
No, you're making a survey. Yeah.
Yes, and does any of you, a member of your house, work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work,
no.
Or work on or? And
no.
With which political party are you registered? As a Republican, Democrat, or you're in an affiliated, independent,
Republican.
Or not registered? Republican. As you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices, school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote. I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Thank you.
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age?
76.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think my community, we have a good mayor. My community is going in the right direction. We have a very good mayor.
Excellent. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Illegal immigration, crime and public safety, inflation, the cost of things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, kindergarten to 12 education, or abortion?
Inflation.
Inflation. And you now will be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate as well. Donald Trump.
What about him? Oh, what's my opinion?
Yes. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable towards him?
I'm favorable, but I like Nikki Haley better.
So you're
I said, somewhat favorable. Yeah, somewhat favorable.
And Ron DeSantis, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Very favorable. And Joe Biden?
Not favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable on or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. And the reminder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which of issues should your county's school board focus on most to improve the kindergarten 12 education? Reducing class sizes, increases teacher pay, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing school choice options, strengthening school safety and security measures, or improving the academic rating of schools?
Well, I'd say they're all important. I do believe in school choice. School choice, I believe in.
Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Teachers, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable?
Just teachers in general, favorable.
Yes. Very or somewhat?
Very.
And traditional public schools? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable?
What my opinion of the schools?
Yeah, for traditional public schools.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Moms for Liberty?
I don't know that one.
Hubert. Okay. And your local PTA or PTO?
I don't know anything. You know, I don't even have grandkids, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Private schools? Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable. I know some private schools, yeah.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
And teachers union? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm sort of neutral on that.
We
got to have one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Your county school board? You're very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
I'm not familiar with them, so.
Okay. And charter schools? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Just favorable.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of the schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
Local education is...
Okay.
The middle one.
Okay.
Yeah, because okay. I do pay taxes for school. I do pay taxes.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Or we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choices is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools?
I say number one.
Thank you. As you may note, elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear in your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best serves my values, or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
The second one, it's not important what political party they are.
And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
The second one. Parents.
Thank you. You now will be given a series of issues positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the elections for a school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate as well. First one, a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basic learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida. Is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy, you're much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as a female. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Repeat the first part.
Yes. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as females.
Very likely.
So much more likely.
Much more likely, yes.
A candidate supports...
I would completely support that candidate that wanted that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that opinion. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely. Much. Yes. I would support that.
A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours? Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports the parental right in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of their child is being taught in the classroom, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teachers' pay, renovate and construct new school buildings and improve school security, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Would you repeat that, please?
Yes. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings and improve school security, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
And a candidate who supports increasing public schools funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
A candidate what? The first part.
A candidate who supports increasing public schools funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teachers' salaries?
Yeah, more likely.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purpose only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? More than 20 years? Or all life?
More than 20 years.
If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And you were moderate, okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year graduate degree, or postgraduate degree?
I had some college.
And do you have any children or grandchildren age of 18 or under who currently attend school?
I don't have any kids or grandkids.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, once a week, not frequently, a few times a month or longer.
Check what?
Your mailbox.
My mail? We check it every day.
Every day.
Yeah, we check our mail every day.
Okay, thank you. And so this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and time. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Sorry I had a little trouble with some things.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.